Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now that word settled is an interesting word, and it's God-breathed. And when the Holy Spirit had the psalmist use that word, the Hebrew word that's recorded is nasab. It means to station, standing up. To station means to put something in place. And I'm stationed here, and I'm not going to move, and this is where I'm going to stand. And it means standing up. It means a station, standing up in that place, and will never fall. It means there's something that God says, and when he says it, you can count on it. It will never, never, never fail. Now, I may tell you something, and it has a good chance of failing. Matter of fact, anybody in this auditorium can tell you something, and it has a good chance of failing. And you may tell somebody else something, and that may fail too, because we have a lot of human frailty. But there's an interesting thing about God's Word. And this morning, I thought I'd just talk a little bit about salvation and about how you can have absolute confidence that what God's Word says is true. We're told in Romans 10:17 something that's very, very significant. Now remember, the Lord told us that his word stands erect in heaven forever. It will never change. It's 100% dependable. You can't always depend on what you tell people, and you can't always depend on what people tell you, but you can always depend on what God says being true. So let's just talk for a few moments about salvation this morning. We exercise faith by hearing the word of God. Now, you've got to hear the word of God and exercise faith in it. And it's faith that what God said is settled in heaven. It's already determined. And when you believe what he says, you can be sure it will come to pass. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now remember, this word of God is settled in heaven. We exercise this faith he's talking about. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We exercise this faith by acting upon what we heard in his word. If you hear this and you don't act on it, then you never believed it in the first place. A lot of people have head knowledge, but head knowledge is not sufficient. You have to believe it to the extent that you act upon it. And so this same writer, using the same word of God that's settled in heaven, by the same Holy Spirit in the same book, just three verses before it, told you something in Romans 10:13. Now, are you going to believe, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven? Are you going to have confidence that God's word never changes, and that's the one thing you can depend on? Then get a load of this. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's settled in heaven. It doesn't say whosoever maintains a good record, whosoever is baptized, whosoever is a member of the church, whosoever does anything. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, when you hear the word of God, and you know that it's settled in heaven, and you know you can trust God, when you call upon the name of the Lord, and the scriptures clearly tell us it's Jesus Christ, then you're going to be saved because you acted on what you heard. Now, let's take a look at what this says. Those of you who are saved, those of you who know Christ as your Savior, those of you when someone walks up to you and says, are you saved? You say, yes, I'm saved. Well, you need to know what saved you, and you need to look at it. You need to understand what it is that you have. And those of you that aren't saved, you need to look at this and ask yourself, am I willing to believe God's word? Now, when it says we exercise faith, I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about everybody here that's saved. We exercise faith because we believe what it said. Now, what did it say? Shall be saved. Okay, did you act on it? Did you have enough faith to ask Jesus Christ to save you? If you did, here's what happened next. And we're born again by the power in the word. Well, you say, how do I know I was born again? Yes, I called on Jesus to save me. I'm a sinner. Yes, I asked him for salvation. But how do I know I'm saved? Well, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled. When God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and his name is Jesus Christ, shall be saved. And you call upon Christ to save you. You're calling on him to save you from what you are, a sinner. But how do you know you're born again? Well, you acted on the word of God. But how can you be sure you were born again? Well, let's look back to the word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. We're born again, being born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Now, how long did God say his word was settled in heaven? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, which liveth and abideth forever. How do I know I'm born again? How can I be positive? The word of God told me that if I, as a sinner, knowing I needed to be saved, would go to Christ and ask for salvation, he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a settled, absolute fact. Therefore, I went to Jesus Christ. I asked him to save me. And because I know God's word is true, my faith is in his word, being born again by the word of God. I have been born again by the word of God. You say, well, what happened? Did it tinkle all the way down from your head to your toes? Did you speak in tongues? Did you dance? Did you sing songs? No. It's not based on feeling. You say, well, surely you had some feeling. Yeah, I felt really good about it because I didn't have to go to hell. I felt good about it because I didn't have to go to hell. I knew that I had been saved from that. But was it the feeling that caused me to be saved? No. It was the actual understanding that God's word is 100% reliable and that once I asked Christ to be saved, I was saved, and I felt real good because it wasn't based on what I did, but it was based on what Jesus did, already accomplished. I called, he saved, it lasts forever. There's a feeling that's generated by the understanding that your salvation is secure in Christ. But the feeling isn't what gave you salvation. Different people have different feelings and different emotions. But when you go to Christ and ask him to save you, he saves you. Now, we are kept by the power of God through faith we exercised in his word. Now, there's a wonderful thing that comes for children of God. If you're not saved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, you won't understand this. But if you are saved, if you do know him as Savior, then you ought to be able to understand this. All right? So you've gone to Christ. So you've asked for salvation. So you believe in God's word. So you believe it's settled in heaven. So you believe that when you went to Christ and asked him to save you from what you were, he did. But what happens next after you're saved? How do you know you can't lose your salvation? We are then, after salvation, we are then kept by the power of God through the faith we exercised in his word. I'm not saved by anything except the faith that I exercise in God's word, which stands in heaven forever. Because he keeps us now, right now, and forever, we know our salvation will become visible to all in the last time when we appear with him. You say, is she saved? Yeah, I believe she's saved. But I've never seen her in a glorified body. I believe he's saved, but I've never seen him in a glorified body. And you can certainly tell this isn't a glorified body. So how do you know I'm saved? And how do you know I'm kept by the power of God? Because I believe God's word. 1 Peter 1 and 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Well, you can't see it in me now. You may see outward actions from me, but a lost man can do good works. But one day, I guarantee you, you'll see it. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So this faith we exercise in order to be saved in the last time when we stand with Christ at the judgment seat and receive our glorified bodies, everybody's going to see it. 1 John 3 and 2. Beloved, now, right now, you're either born again right now, you've either called on Christ to save you, you're either saved right now, or you aren't. There's no area of black and white on this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, Jesus Christ, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So, right now, I tell you I've been born again. I tell you I've called upon the name of the Lord to save me. But you've never seen me in a glorified body. But I guarantee you I'm kept with the power of God because I believe the word of God and my faith is in the word of God. It's not in my feelings and my emotions. I feel wonderful because I'm saved by the grace of God. I feel wonderful because I'm kept by the power of God. But those are feelings generated on something based on fact. But one day, you'll see that I'm saved. For I shall be like him. I will have a glorified body like Christ had when he was resurrected from the dead. Well, we grow after spiritual birth by our desire for His living Word. Now, as you grow older in this world, many of you are going to drop out of church. Some of you, at least. Because the world has marvelous things out there to attract you. If you want to remain where God wants you to remain, and you'll want your life to count for something, and you are His child, this is the only thing that's going to be able to keep you where you ought to be. Why? Because it's the Word of God, and it's settled in heaven. He says, as newborn babes, every one of you that claim to be saved, old, baby boomers, the very young, every one of you that's been born again, that claims to be a child of God, every one of you that's exercised faith on what you've heard and asked Jesus to save you, every one of you that if you ask or ask the question, are you saved, you'll say yes. You want to make something of your life? You want to do what God wants you to do? You want your life to count for something? You want to be able to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and not be ashamed? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, the same Word that saves you is the same Word that gives you spiritual strength. If you drop out of church, if you stop reading your Bible, if all this just becomes something that was a childish thing that happened to you when you were young, you'll never amount to a hill of beans, your life will be miserable, you'll never find any happiness. Why should you desire the sincere milk of the Word? That you may grow thereby. That's why. Very plain, very simple, very straightforward. Believe the Word of God. Believe you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Believe that you're hell-bound without Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to Jesus Christ personally and ask Him to save you. How do you know He will? His Word is settled in heaven. He said so. Once you ask Him, you're born again. How do you know? Because you've acted on the Word of God, being born again by the Word of God. Then start to let God's Word have an effect on your life by paying attention to it and being faithful in His church. And that's the end of the devotional. And y'all dismiss the classes now. Ron, they've got classes back there for the different ages, so I'll give you all time to shuffle that all around.